Yes, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back once again on another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, big time Sunday here, and welcome in K-State Nation to the month of February. This is Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. From football all the way to women's rowing, your very first time checking out this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday morning to do so, or whenever you listen to this. Well, this is going to come out this morning, so probably once I get done with this, I'm going to load it up, have this set up about 9:30 because we have activity. And I'm going to go ahead and include right now the women's golf team. They begin there and. I'm not going to explain anymore because an episode came out last night. Puerto Rico for the women's golf team. Whenever that starts, that's probably going to start by the time I start my long run. My hopeful long run. So there's that. Again, we'll have y'all covered. We'll recap all of this at some point. One way or another. Tomorrow. And we got NASCAR also. I got NASCAR also tomorrow night because everything got moved around because of this weather over there on the east coast there as well. So they had to move things around. So the Monday night racing tomorrow night, got that going on. I'm going to try to record chronologically and particularly basketball first, and then we'll come back around with women's golf. Yeah, so depending on how I feel in the morning, less than 24 hours from now, I could record one or two. Both of these games, we're talking about Iowa State, 8th ranked in the country, going to Manhattan today, taking on K-State on the men's side at 1 o'clock there as well. So, and we're just going to see how much fight this team's got left. I don't know, because we haven't gotten around to the Moby news. There was something about that. We don't know any much further than that. He was part of Media Days last semester. We thought he was going to be all right. Moby, okay, he's going to be a starting lineup, all right. But since then, he ain't been nowhere to be found, unfortunately. And a statement was released on that via Jerome Tang. So they got that going on. So, but prayers up to Moby, whatever he's dealing with. Right now, but what we do know what this K-State men's basketball team is dealing with right now, right? So that's the obvious there. Farmageddon, 1 o'clock later on Fox, depending on probably we listen to the rest of this game. This will be on Fox. Those K-State diehards that want to tune in and see what's up. 1 o'clock, Fox. And, of course, K-State Sports Radio Network will have you covered squared away as well. So, excuse me, another doubleheader in which the men's and women's basketball team play on the same day. But the women are going to be on the way just a second into that in just a moment. Yeah, Iowa State, 19-2. I probably going to do myself a little bit better here, right here. Let's pull up stands real quick. I know there was a lot happening yesterday, including Kansas holding on against BYU in Allen Fieldhouse. Iowa State comes into this thing third. Well, a three-way tie for third place in the Big 12, 19-2, 6-2. And then, of course, your Wildcats at the pretty much bottom, even though they're tied with Utah for the worst of the league, 10-11, 1-7 in conference play. Heading into this afternoon's matchup there. And that's kind of funny how I watched the Daily Delivery, which it came out the day before yesterday, but I watched Fitz, latest Daily Delivery, Tim Fitzgerald, who runs, founder of Go Power Cat. He talked about what could have changed the trajectories of these two basketball teams. Why do I say that? Because he talked about, feels like last week, that the two coaches, T.J. Otzenberger and Jerome Tang, butted heads a little bit. Jerome Tang accusing Otzenberger of a version of Spygate, and since then, Jerome Tang has had, and obviously, we could have all figured this out, and since then, Jerome Tang has had a losing record. since then. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it's crazy to look back at it. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? I'm not gonna sit here and accuse Iowa State for that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe at that moment in time, maybe just a little bit. At that moment in time, but now we know no more information, all of that. So, I mean, there's no love lost between these two coaches. Obviously, there as well. K-State needing to find desperately to find something positive out of here, and we know the trend of this team, right? They're gonna battle, fight. But the problem is, this team cannot close. West Virginia, last time on the court, you're leading four, less than 5 minutes to go on the road, and you let one player take over the ball game, and we know what happened in that game there. KU last weekend, yep, we know what happened in that one as well. You play very well for 30 minutes, and then 10 minutes, you just give up. You quit on the university. So, we know what this team is. Can they put the question is, really, can they put together a full 40 minutes? That's what's all need to be said and done there. So, Iowa State, eighth-ranked team in the country, Farmageddon in Manhattan, Kansas. We'll see what happens with this K-State men's basketball team. And on the other side, later on, a couple hours after that, K-State women's basketball on the road, taking on Arizona State at 3 Central Time. And just taking a look at the standings here real quick. Here, Arizona State, 18-4. We mentioned this early on in the week. 5-4 in the conference play. K-State, without their senior leader, 511-11 and 4-5 in conference play. Yeah, that's been a big topic of discussion. Obviously, overshadowing all what was honestly, you know, which still is a roller coaster. But the last time this team was on the road, they went to a hostile environment and won. And it beat an undefeated Texas Tech, for that matter. So, again, the same common denominator here. They're going to fight here. But, again, the K-State, they need more. The ladies, they need more production offensively if they're going to win this basketball game. And I don't know if Tess is going to be available for the game. I'm with everybody else. I've been with everybody else. When it comes to that, you know, it's absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. The NCAA is handcuffing this K-State women's Wildcat team again here in the 2025-26 campaign. It's just crazy. So, but we'll leave that alone for now. We know what's going on. So I don't know if Tess is going to even play in this game. I don't know. But I do know that this K-State, the defense came around against Colorado. But on the flip side, you had no offense. And one player, whether it's Jordan Spicer, one day, 1 week, one game, or Terrence Sides another game, you got to have more. You got to get more, somehow. Natasha Kloss is kind of struggling a little bit. At least his number is concerned. You know, you usually get doubled, at least almost a double-double from Klaassen's. You need more from her. Gina Garcia, again, needs to be productive. But, again, you need more scores if you're going to have a chance to win this ballgame today. You need we'll just put the line at 3. You need 3 in double figures. I'm keeping it safe because I could say 4, but you just don't know this K-State ladies offense. You just don't know. So 3 is the number that I got for you this morning here on this podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, K-State preview Sunday basketball, and of course throwing women's golf. They get going here in a little while with their first invitational of the winter spring semester. Eddie Greer, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, so I think the number for them is 3. Get 3, just like you did against the Red Raiders, and get stifling defense. Your defense is your calling card. One scoring isn't going to do it. You're going to have to get 3. Spicer, obviously, calling out Terrence Sides again. Yep, I'm going that route. The up and down season, the inconsistency continues out of her. So you got to get at least at least 12 to 15 from Sides, 10 to 12 from Spicer. Classens, you got to get the same thing somewhere in there. And hopefully you get maybe an unexpected lead boost from a Brandy Herod, a Herod, a Garcia, somebody like that. Anaya Foy off the bench, a Cotton, Janessa Cotton, something like that. So, yeah, if K-State women's basketball is going to win today on the road again, they're gonna need productivity offensively. So you can only do so much defensively that you gotta put the ball in the basket. So we'll see what happens today with our basketball teams as Farmageddon in Manhattan, Kansas here at 1 o'clock today, Central Time. And then the ladies hit the court at 3. And then we'll have obviously the postcast and recaps of all of these events. And then of course women's golf at Puerto Rico day one. So we'll get around to all that again at some point or another. And again, that's why you have to subscribe to this podcast, All Things K-State Sports. News, obviously, but again, recaps, postcasts after every K-State athletic event. So again, tomorrow morning is going to be busy. It depends on how I feel coming off of this hopeful long run to here in a little bit. Here in downtown Kansas City, so I'm getting ready here for too long. New York City half marathon. So yeah, next month. So yeah, it's great. Yeah, right. It's crazy. Still in denial that I'm not this race, but gotta get ready for it. And this will be a huge test. And the basketball team's got a huge test today, and the women's golf team looking to pick off where they left off when they won the last time they were on the course. They won home field advantage. Or I should say protected home field advantage when they won the Powercat Invitational back in last mid-October. So you have that going on. So a lot going on today for K-State Athletics here on the very first day of the month of February. The Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, you can get it where our podcasts are found. Free and available daily, we just record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your podcast. Big week, baby, including the return of Alex Aiden this week. Got that all finalized there, and we will discuss what went down, obviously, and get his thoughts on what has been a major disappointment again here in 2025-26 for the men's basketball team, and we'll probably throw in some his thoughts on the women's team as well. So we're trying. I know there's a lot to discuss with him, but we're staying on the present right now on that. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Puncher Podcast, All Things K-State Athletics. This is Alex Aiden out there in Central California. Eddie Greer coming to you from warming up here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition right here of the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports with Cats.